Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Good afternoon once again, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM, 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. We have a delayed start to Tasty Tuesdays this afternoon, being the ninth day in the month of May, in the year 2023, not 1962. Now, before we kick things off this afternoon, let me just say good afternoon to my good friend, Sean, Chef Sean Spencer. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Davey. Good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago. Happy to be in studio once again. Feeling good today.
You're feeling good today?
Yeah, feeling good today. Feeling good today.
All right.
I eat some spinach today, man.
No, the thing about it is, I want to play something for Trinidad and Tobago. And I want to know, when you hear this song, what comes to mind?
Let me do the song.
I'm gonna play a song, right? I'm gonna play a song. When all you hear the song, tell me what comes to mind.
Where you pull that from? Oh, God. Where you get that from? Funny.
Oh, yeah. You know the song?
I know, yeah. Come now, man. You went way back in the archives to that, boy. That is So which now? You used to watch that? You that old? I catch you now, right?
I remember this particular character, though Popeye the Sailor Man, though he was always in a tanglement with Bruno. For olive oil.
Bruno or Bruto?
Bruto for olive oil. You know, I had to play that song because every time I hear the song, you know, it gives me a certain type of feel. It always gives me this kind of, and I mean, this is a film from 1934.
So long ago?
1934. Yeah, okay. So from the time you hear it.
Yeah. And those are the days where only black and white.
Black and white. And then in the 1940s they would have had some colored.
Yeah.
But there was one salient thing about this entire character.
Uh-huh.
He gets strong when he eats.
Yeah, that green.
That green stuff in a can.
Yeah, boy. And you know, because of that show, that particular cartoon, a lot of people really thought or think and still think, and which is true today, that spinach has that superpower kind of because it helps in so many different ways. Well, you know, so if it wasn't for that cartoon, a lot of people wouldn't have eaten spinach.
Well, boy, this is the segment that we're dealing with this afternoon. Spinach, boys.
Yeah. Spinach. And not something that everybody really get into, right? And everybody like.
This we do know all too well.
Yeah.
All too well. We know about this. Now, the thing about it when it comes to spinach, right? Spinach is considered a vegetable, is it?
Spinach is a leafy green vegetable.
It's considered a vegetable of some sort. You know, so the thing about it is, I often wonder, is it bitter?
Yes, spinach is bitter. I mean, it has, we have a couple different types of spinach in Trinidad. I don't know, you ever had the chance of cooking spinach or saw somebody cooking spinach?
My mom had a way she used to cook it, it was bitter.
Yeah, so.
And then I get a woman and she cook it and it tastes better.
It is better.
Yeah, because she used coconut milk and
coconut thing. Milk and stuff. Yeah, you put a lot of different things.
Especially
the cream. The cream tends to tune down no matter what part of the world. Most of the time when you're using spinach, you add some sort of cream to it and it tunes down that type of bitterness.
Bitterness, yeah. You get a different kind of vibe with the spinach. No, I know spinach bhaji. If that's what it's called, spinach bhaji.
Yeah.
Spinach bhaji is normally, I mean, when you look at it, it doesn't look too appetizing. It looks green. But some people put a little pumpkin. They cut up carrots. They use pimentos in it. And you know, when you look at it in the pot and they cook it on with some coconut milk or cream, as you said, it you know, it gives a different flavor to the bitterness. It tones down the bitterness.
Yeah, so, well in Trinidad here we have two type of spinach.
Well, that's right? Not so, gonna ask you that, yeah. What we have.
So we have, I don't know if you remember, I don't see it as much now, but it used to have a red stem spinach.
A red, yes.
Right, so the
yes,
red stem
yes,
spinach, right?
Yes.
And it have a green stem spinach, right? The spinach is called amaranth. That's what supposed to be our local name. We just say a spinach. I want you, or bhaji. So once you cook it and you stew it on, everybody's called it bhaji. But but the one that has the green stem is a little more bitter in taste than the one with the green stem.
Wait, the one with the green?
Red stem is a little more bitter in taste.
So the one with the red stem is bitter in taste.
It's a little more bitter in taste.
And the one with the green stem
is a little more flavorful, palatable and stuff like that. Right? The one, the red stem has big leaf, the bigger leaf, and the green stem have a little smaller leaf, the smaller leaf, and it has a little pointiness to the leaf, so that's how you can tell the difference. Long ago when people cooking spinach, especially the one with the red stem, they would peel it. It tends to old school.
People peel that, they peel callaloo bush.
Yeah, old school would have peeled it because it would have cooked better. And that's the way they probably accustomed eat it. Now you don't see people peeling callaloo bush and things like
that. Yeah, nobody had time for that.
We talked about that at length.
At length. Sometime ago.
How people don't do that anymore.
People more or less cutting it up.
Yeah.
So with the spinach now, I mean, as we're exploring spinach this afternoon, I mean, name some ways that one can prepare spinach.
Well, most of the time we accustomed doing only bhaji, we'll do it on. Cook it on, right? It's basically you could cook it on as bhaji, but yeah, remember it are different all over the world. There are different ways that they cook spinach, right? But that is the basic way that they cook it all over the world. There are different names for them, there are different ways that they prepare them and stuff, right? Spinach dip is a really, really important. If you look at the recipe and the pictures from today's menu, you could go online. Freedom Radio Facebook, and you could have a look at the picture, and that's a spinach dip, and that was made with cheddar cheese and cream cheese. So you make a basic bhaji, like you're making a basic bhaji, and you add in cheese and cream and stuff to it, and you're actually eating this actually with crackers. Certain part of India, that is a spinach is a really main item, and they like cream spinach, and they eat this with a lot of roti. There are certain places like Africa, Nigeria have ufuruku. That's a different type of spinach, stew spinach, and they put a lot of tomatoes and carrots and stuff, and they stew it down, so they actually eat that with rice by itself, you know. So we might think spinach is just a local thing, but spinach is all over. People eating spinach. I mean, the Americans.
I was never a fan of it.
Americans eat a lot of green leaf spinach, like baby spinach and stuff like that. So there are a lot of spinach in the leated green and healthy in the salad. Right? Spinach, why you not a lover of spinach? Because a lot of people who have green, wanted green, they stay away from broccoli is one of them too.
No, well, I mean, I would be very honest with you. Before we had Tasty Tuesdays, I was out in Miami. And I remember going to this company, and while we were there, they had some refreshments out on the table. This was just last year, November, somewhere thereabouts, I can't remember. And the thing is, broccoli.
Uh-huh.
There was a dip, and I was looking at the broccoli, and I'm thinking to myself, but it's broccoli raw.
Yeah.
It's just washed and cleaned and put there.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize you can eat the broccoli
raw,
as is. You know, and then I learned from you on Tasty Tuesdays that broccoli, the nutrients and whatever you can get from it.
Yeah, most of the stuff.
It's
extracted
when you boil it.
Yeah,
or
when you cook it.
But if you eat it in its natural form, that's when you benefit from it.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, I mean, I was never a lover of lettuce. And greens, you know what we just call greens in Trinidad?
Yeah.
Watercresses.
Yeah, I have some of that in my fridge right now.
Well, I had some last week. Looking for some of that right now, you know.
So, are you actually having more greens now?
I'm actually eating more greens now. I'm pleased to say since I have started this program.
Awesome. That's really good.
I have started a trend of eating more greens and having it as part of my diet every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, awesome.
I almost called you today and let you know when you're coming in, I want a salad.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah, that's good, man. I'm glad that you're
so born. I'm being very truthful when I say I'm eating greens now. We just message man, don't want to lie. You know,
yeah,
I'm telling the truth. You know, I'm eating better. You know, so I almost told you this afternoon. I forgot. I was so busy today.
Yeah.
I would have sent you a message and let you know when chef when you're coming in.
Yeah.
I need a salad.
Definitely,
please.
Man. Yeah, I would have definitely brought it because I started actually some of my salad bowls.
No, but
now.
I would say I would say that the lunch I got today was way better than the salad.
Okay.
Yeah, that lunch was off the chain.
No. So I show you that some kind of meat in it. So we're not talking about meat.
Seafood.
Right? Seafood.
Seafood.
All right.
Mussels and shrimp and
but you still can't go better. We still can't go better with eating healthy, fresh foods. Remember, we started off a couple of weeks ago. We talked about when the evolution of man. And what's taking
yeah,
place.
Yeah, I know the evolution of man theory.
And we were talking about...
I just want you to know that my lunch today beat back your salad, brethren.
No.
My lunch today
was epic.
So
you was eating
a
bowl of crustaceans, right?
Yeah, I had some crustaceans in there.
Yeah, some crustaceans. And you're feeling as you feel...
And crab and some shrimp.
Yeah.
Don't forget the shrimp and the mussel and all these things. I had a nice broil.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you did. Awesome, man.
It tastes like your broil, though.
Awesome. I'm feeling some sort of, you know, I get in the eye here and I'm looking away. I don't catch what you meant. I was a little late for that. Yes.
Well, that's fine. You know, so, all varieties of spinach bitter. You know, that's a very good question. I think we should find, you know.
Yeah.
You said there are two types in Trinidad. There's the green stem and the red stem.
The red stem.
But are they both of them bitter or is it one bitter than the other?
Yeah, the red is a little more bitter than the local. You
somebody
also
is
have
now
a Jamaican.
Telling me. So the red stem is it local? The red stem is more, it's bitter.
It's a little more bitter
than the green.
Than the green.
Is it local?
Yeah, it's local. Yeah, it's local. And we also have a Jamaican spinach that grows in the Caribbean. And that is a little bigger than the regular. The leaves are a little bigger, but it's not as... So it's green stem, green leaf, big and a little bigger in the leaf.
Mm.
And it's not as bitter as the red or the local green. So the local green is kind of... how to pronounce it? It's sort of green and it has big... medium leaf. The Jamaican has its big stem, green with big leaves, right? So they're all bitter, but it's not as I always say to most people, think that it's healthy. Sometimes we pay attention to the teeth, but what do you rather? You rather in 10 years, 15 years you end up in the hospital with some sort of chronic problem. And you know, I know you like the taste, but sometimes we had to really recognize that your health is more important, and eating healthy every single day.
Somebody's now telling me, good evening, Davey. I hope by eating more greens, you're eating Karaili too. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, to your host, the bitterness in this bhaji, it varies according to the soil.
The soil?
Yes, according to where it grows, because for me, the red stem is the most.
The red stem. Do you peel the red stem or do you cook it just like that?
Well, when you're peeling off the leaf or the pod from the stalk, you peel it off. The little slight skin, you peel it off.
Yeah, and that is one of the reasons why it is not as bitter as because you're peeling off the skin. But if you cook it just like that, it have a little more potent taste it.
Because sometimes when you go in the market, you know which one to buy. Sometimes you mix up the red stem bitter. Sometimes you mix up the green stem sweet. You know, this kind of way.
Yeah.
But I feel it has to do with the soil.
Yeah. You know, I never thought about that, but you could be onto something. I must ask my farmer friend if the soil could have anything to do with the bitterness.
You know, everything is a strike to improve now, boy.
Yeah.
It's long ago growing up from small. We never know about green stem and all we know is that red stem one.
Yeah.
I know they have different varieties.
But the red stem is not as, it's kind of hard to find. I mean, you don't see it all the time. Do you?
I think that's the most popular one, I think.
Yeah. It really kind of trees out there.
Yeah,
it because kind of, the red stem, when that growing up, every joint, you know, you got a piece of rake off to cook.
Yeah.
But, and then according to the age of it too, eh?
Yeah, because some could be really hard, and because I think the old light is be more harder.
The age, yeah, when you get that young, you pick off the whole thing from almost the ground.
And how do you cook yours? Like a bhaji?
Yeah. You wash them up clean and light, you take off all the sand and things, you know.
Coconut milk or no coconut milk?
Nah, this coconut milk is that kind of, that, I don't believe
in it. No, so you eating it straight just so?
Yeah, sometimes
you try. Sada roti or white rice?
Well, roti or rice.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because if you eat it with rice this evening, right? And you have some leftovers in the morning, you cook your roti and you put on your rest.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
All right. Thank
you. Thanks for that.
All right. Thanks very much for sharing. So, I mean, we think in Trinidad is how much ways we can really cook this thing, and it's only coming up to one really, is Abaji. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Damien, to chef and listeners. I believe locally we call it chorai bhaji, and in my opinion, the red stem one is more popular, because sometimes even in the yard at home, close to the drainage, you find that it catches very quickly. But locally, I could be corrected. Some of maybe the more mature heads could guide us on this, but we call it chorai bhaji.
Chorai?
Yes.
Okay.
And you just fry it down like you chunky your pot as you would, you know, with your usual onion, garlic, pimento, as you said, peppers, and then you fry it up. No coconut milk. Coconut milk is really, if you're cooking on dashing bush bhaji.
Yeah.
Not in that callaloo, but as you said, if you would eat it with sada and rice, lachi, as we would say. And then, I mean, on the leafy green side, we also have pak choy, right?
Yeah, we have pak choy as well, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, chorai. I employ one of the older heads to call and see.
Yeah, I would definitely like to find out, because that name chorai, I never heard that before, but I'm always learning. So thank you very much. Yeah, so bhaji, I mean, in most cases is, or spinach in most cases is stewed on like a bhaji, all right? And you have different additive to it. You could bake it like a baked spinach. You could Spanish pea cooker. There's a Greek dish that they use with phyllo pastry. It's really, really good.
Mm, hello.
It's a delicacy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Great to you, David. The chorai bhaji name comes from more from India.
Okay.
That is Indian name for bhaji, right? They call it chorai. The word is pronounced in Hindi, chorai.
Chorai.
Well, we call it spinach, that is a local name. Everybody knows by that name.
Yeah.
But I was just, whenever you cook in the spinach bhaji, the red spinach bhaji, and to really make that bhaji taste this, you just put a couple of pigtail in that, and that flavor, it does everything, you know.
Yeah, boy. That's true what he said there. I mean, you add pigtail to that. That's a whole different.
I was thinking it must have a little pigtail.
Yeah,
in that.
Whoever.
Yeah, a little pigtail.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah. That is it right there. And all you need is a little white rice to that.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Navy.
Good afternoon.
And to your guests. We see the same chorai bhaji, the red one.
Uh-huh.
If you put manure, or if you don't have manure, you know, the cutting from your lawn and you're peeling from your provision and all your vegetables and everything, you put it around the root. And one single tree, when it flower, you pick the flower and you scatter it around the same tree, and you'll get lots of other bhaji. But you know, you must put a little water in the root in this kind of weather. And what I normally do, I conserve. When we don't have water, and I have to wash the wares in the containers and rinse it, I take the water and I go and throw it in my plants.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And all the vegetable peeling, like, and the provision peeling, I pack it around the root of all my trees.
So you just save all your vegetables peeling and stuff to go and pack it. But see us?
Yes, I don't throw that in the garbage.
You
I have little bit of garbage to put out.
Okay.
All of that, I tried and to put it. And that's a few trees in the back, and all the cuttings from it, I pack it one place, and when it rot, I scatter it around the fig tree and all my little vegetables. What are this plant? I just plant a little bit, not much.
Yeah.
You
so how do you
pepper and pimento and salve and thyme and all of that?
Do you peel your skin or do you cook it? Do you peel the bhaji skin or do you leave it whole?
Well, it depends how soft it is. Coming down by when you pick it from lower down, when you feel it, you must know the feel of it. When you feel it and it bending and it break without peeling it out, you don't peel it out.
Oh.
But if it's a bit hard, you peel it out.
Gotcha.
Because when you cook it, it doesn't melt. And normally, bhaji, you're not supposed to cook. You burn out everything from the bhaji.
Yeah.
You know? So because when you just toss it up, when it spring up the water, and as soon as that water spring up, and it dry off, you turn off the stove. You have to cook it, put extra water, and cook. You're burning out all the vitamins from it. Serious, especially bhaji.
Yeah,
I had to cook it long. Only thing you might have to cook a little long is you're making kandle with dashing bush bhaji.
Yes.
But other than that, you see the spinach bhaji, don't overcook it. You're burning out everything from it. Okay then. Have a blessed afternoon.
Thank you very much. And you hear what she said, that you don't cook it too much.
Good afternoon, welcome.
When you have in the backyard and you have a little space, I can dig a little hole. And all the peelings from the provision. All the peelings from the provision and from the spinach bhaji and all the remembrance, you throw it inside that hole. You know how you call that? A compost heap.
Yes.
They teach that in school. They call that compost heap.
Yeah, that's when true.
Pardon me?
That's true. Compost, yeah. And all that's good manure because they're enriching the soil.
Yeah, but if you have... Long time they had the cane salt, but if you can get a little bit of urea, that's that kind of salt, right? You sprinkle it on all the thing, and while it's rotting, it get moist, so you can put in all the plants again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
good afternoon.
Good evening. David from the Devil's Advocate here this evening.
Yes, sir.
Last week, David interviewed two charming ladies from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And he posed the question to them, have you ever eaten bread and milk? And the beautiful lady said yes. So when David thinks that, go home this evening and try it, you might like it.
Who he told that to?
All right, thanks. You're talking about an interview that I conducted. I think it was last week. Today's what, Tuesday? It was last week, Friday or thereabouts. Two individuals on the Ministry of CARICOM.
Yeah.
In terms of CARICOM nationals, the migration.
Okay. Like yes.
The integration of us being able to traverse the Caribbean and working and living in other countries.
Awesome.
Caribbean islands. And yes, they got the baptismal question.
Okay. I see where this is going. Yeah, see
people
this.
People started messaging me to tell them, ask them.
So you went in. And what was the synopsis?
Yeah, they say they want to see my birth paper. They need to see my birth paper. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
You're speaking about the bhaji. I'm a farmer. I'll tell you something. The gentleman said there's a different type of spinach bhaji. There's the one that the old Indian way is called the ground bhaji. Which grows on the ground and grows small, not too tall. If it starts flowering, then it gets bitter. Then there's the red stem, but the gentleman speak about it. You have the peel stem.
Yeah.
That grows tall, that can get up to 6 feet. To leave it. You keep picking the branches out and they keep growing.
Mm.
Then there's the white one. The same thing with it. But I think the white one is a little bit more sweeter than the red one. And there is another red one which doesn't produce much leaves. You get more like branches.
Yeah.
There's a white one the same. No, for the bitter taste that you get, as a farmer, I've owned it and I've had that experience. That you will find if you leave it too long, you will get a problem of growing and getting hard on the tree. And if it wasn't, then you get what you call the bitter taste. But if you were a particular young, and you have to keep fertilizing every 2 weeks. If you don't, then you're going to get what you call it bitter taste, and you get hard branches.
Color?
The end of the branch is what people need to pick off.
Color, could ask you a question. So when you're going to buy bhaji, what, as a customer, what am I looking for to purchase?
Well, it depends on what people like. In my case, if I give money bad bhaji, well, I would let my wife buy by some old Amadini market. Just like you were chatting up.
Yeah.
So I'll get some whipping. I look for the best bhaji, what I look for when it's soft. It's the bhaji.
Soft, right. Yeah, because I break it to see how soft it is.
Yes. If the stem is soft, then the leaf definitely going to be soft.
Yeah.
But all remember, the vendors in the market will put the good ones in the bottom and all of the ones in the
yes.
So they try to get it over.
Oh, you're giving away the secret, boy.
And then they will put it in the, what you call, they'll cut it up in the bag and sell it to people. You know, you working class, you come and leave and they don't want the good ladies working in the office. They try to just get it fast and they can get it out.
Yeah.
And go home to cook. That is that problem you have with all the, even if the dashing was large, they bring up a different time of they're taking the bad leaves. And what they are doing with them, they are picking up the stick and rolling it. And begin to roll leaves, which is not rolling leaves. That's a trade Brazilian market for a while. But as a farmer, they can't get me that because the minute I look at it, hey, that's roll bhaji, that's stick roll, that's not roll.
Yes.
That's where you get the biggest taste in the fish. Right? Can anybody want to go great? Right, fertilizing, and like every 2 weeks, and when you start harvesting, it's so soft and nice leaf. A little bit of nitrogen, or maybe some glucose, or 15-20 more, to produce nice leaf. The manure will only last for a while because the manure is only nitrogen. It's heavy contained in nitrogen, but it looks clean and nice. You want to try it, you'll see. Have a good evening, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, Sean, yeah. You know, I was thinking along the lines of, you know, being taught, as I mentioned, about the broccoli. Let me take this call. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I just walked in. I just listened to your previous lady caller mentioned overcooking bhaji. Overcooking any green vegetable, these vegetables especially, destroy the vitamins. So you're losing the vitamins by overcooking, overheating.
Well, I was now, all right, thank you very much for sharing. I was now getting to that question because, I mean, we are formally taught that vegetables should be eaten fresh as possible. You know, it should have a crunch. Bhaji, for example, Sean, is cooked down in coconut milk and bhaji rice is similar.
No, we only cooking it in coconut milk because we're trying to please to the palate.
To get rid of the bitterness.
Yeah, then, but once you put coconut milk and you stew it down, you don't overcook it, you don't kill it already. But you're still having your greens in you. I mean that vitamins and minerals in you, but it's not
the
enough.
The taste is not going to be,
and it's not in a more mild flavor.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Good afternoon, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I have in my hand here a packet of Malabar spinach.
Uh-huh.
Do you all know that one?
No.
No, the brand Malabar.
The name of it is Malabar spinach. It is grown by a farm, Tough Farms in San Fernando.
No.
It is a very broad leaf bhaji. Now, I don't know if this is what they call poi, P-Y?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know if the farmer could talk about this one.
Okay. Let's see if he calls back.
But something I always buy, it's not, you don't see it often, but it's labeled Malabar.
Is it, are you buying is a frozen product or?
No, not frozen, it's fresh.
Fresh product, okay.
When I say fresh, it's not frozen, it's in a bag, you know how they do it now?
Yes.
It in a bag, it's not from a vendor or something like that, I buy it in the supermarket, but it's local.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know if you want to talk about this one.
Yeah, and you know, I want to just take a couple time to just mention some of the farmers market. I don't know all of them, but like, I know there are farmers market that sell a lot of...
Yeah, there's one in the Savannah too.
Savannah, by the stadium. I think Savannah sells on Sundays.
Mokoya
as well is on Sundays. Chagonas, Diego Martin, Santa Cruz, just to name a few. Of the farmer's market, you're sure to get some of these different type of bhajis and stuff.
Yeah, but I'd like to hear more about this Malabar because I use it and I find it very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I hope he calls back. But these spinach have a lot of benefits in it, right? From vitamins to mineral, it supports your immune system. It keeps you healthy, away from viruses and bacteria. You know, so spinach and the whole from that cartoon when you started back talking about the show Popeye. You know, when you eat that spinach, you're not there literally feeling strong, but your inner, your immune system is getting a boost. That is what it was really actually he trying to teach there.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Chef Case, no happen.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I did cool, man, and you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. Hey, you're well, coming with
I
something.
I know tuning for the evening dinner because they had some pre-emptation before. Uh-huh. But what I called for is that did you get invited to the Ramwood Festival in the Blue Mountains in Jamaica?
No, I did not.
Well, your co-host, they tell me that both are you heading to Jamaica to the Blue Mountains for a Ramwood festival?
I think I'm walking into something, right? So,
well, ask your partner if he about it, and at the end of it, I hear Ramwood will be full. I go 1 minute.
Lord Jesus.
All right, Roll.
Where does get Roll from?
Roll, thank you very much. You know, we continue on dialogue here. I'm trying to keep my composure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have a few minutes to go before we wrap up things. What is your favorite ways, chef, to cook spinach?
I tell you, because you might think I'm weird. I will just steam down some bhaji and eat it just so. Honestly, I don't need to put anything on it. Just steam bhaji like that. Because I you watch me kind of weird. Being a chef, of course I'm going to talk about being a chef, is that I kind of forget taste to a point. So there are certain food I will just eat just like that and take away the taste because I'm trying to get the food in its natural taste. So for me, I would just have my vegetables. I don't even need to saute vegetables plenty. I would just have vegetables more in its rawest form. And I'm trying to really, like I was chef the other day and I was explaining to him. He said, chef, I'm taking care of the vegetables. We were talking about vegetables. And, you know, these things have life. And, you know, and I was explaining to him, when certain produce and goods come, you want to make sure you take care of it so you could get, when you're cooking it, you could bring out the natural flavors and the natural texture. So when I'm doing mine, that's what I think about. I wouldn't stew it down. I would just eat it in its rawest form. And mind you, when you eat it, most of this stuff in its rawest form, it's so good for your system. It actually go pass through your system so easily and so good. And it's you get most of the actual minerals and the vitamin that it is supposed to give you. Versus when you cook it down and use a lot of coconut milk. And a lot of people probably not even using the fresh coconut milk. They're using the powdered stuff that
so
I
let
don't
me ask
like.
You, can you eat spinach raw?
No, I wouldn't eat it raw. You could, but I wouldn't. Spinach, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Remember when I told you, as a young kid, experimenting on food, I took my far self and grab a whole leaf of bhaji, roll it up in my hand, dash in bush, and start eating that thing. Boy, my mouth scratched me for days.
Good afternoon.
I call that based on what Chef said about taking care, quote-unquote, of vegetables or even fruits for that matter. To lay a kind suggestion that maybe one of the Tasty Tuesday topics should be, because as a mommy, you know, I look at these viral videos where you see you wash your lettuce, you try them, then you probably lay it out in a container or a Ziploc and, you know, it stays longer, you wrap your top of your bananas, that sort of thing, to help us, one, manage our food because it's so expensive as well, and to get the most out of it that we can. So just a kind suggestion that maybe the management, maintenance of your fruits and vegetables to get the longest out of it could be a nice topic.
Yeah. That's an awesome.
Thank you very much. That's a great point.
Great. I'll definitely do that for you.
Nice. Yeah. Now, I mean, if it's not being consumed soon, meaning right away or within the closest possible time, how long can it be stored and how should it be stored when they talk about spinach?
Yeah, almost leafy vegetables. How I store mine, I'll tell you how I store my leafy vegetables. So I would bring in probably about 40 lettuce from the market, and I have to store 40 matter and probably consume in a 5 days period, 5 to 7 days. Sometimes it may go longer, so I would take my lettuce. Sometimes, according to how dirty it is, I'll pre-wash them. I'd have a pan. I'll put down a piece of napkin on a pan or a bowl. Soak it with a little water. Then I take my lettuce or spinach or whatever it is, green vegetables, and I put it into the pan on the napkin or whatever I'm using. Then I take a plastic bag or greaseproof paper and I cover it. Now, if it's going to store for a longer period of time, then I will take napkin or I will take a kitchen towel and I will soak the kitchen towel and then I will cover the lettuce. So I'm covering it. I'm soaking to the bottom and I'm soaking it again on top. Then I'll cover it now with plastic again.
Good afternoon.
Yes, gentlemen. The guy was speaking of some Malabar spinach or something he was talking about. I don't grow it anymore, so I don't know much about it. I'll be lying if I say I grew it, and I know. But I don't know. I the first time I'm hearing about that one, but mostly you go into the market, you get the ones I call out to you. That's what you get.
Okay, okay.
And then you have what you call the imported spinach bag from Queen Victoria, like a Canadian brand. Because I worked in the farm in Canada. I worked right next door to it, where they were picking apples, and they had to try it on the next door. So that's for me. I don't know much about that matter of stuff, so I don't know. I can't say.
Okay.
Yeah, can't help you. But you know, like, would you speak about the coconut water in the bhaji? No. I grew up on cooking garlic oil, banana, that's it.
Yeah, because once you use your natural ingredients, your fresh garlic and stuff, you don't need that coconut.
Nothing like a good kuchila.
Yeah.
And a hot salad roti or white rice with you in your hand. That's the way you go.
You know, as he said that, you know, that is one of the food that is actually eat by hand is bhaji and rice or dal and rice. But bhaji and rice have to eat by hand. You remind me of that, boy.
Well, I'll tell you something. These fellow young people, they don't know about eating boiled rice with salt and putting that chutney with bandanya.
Yeah.
But eating that dashi bush and boiled dashi, whatever dashi. The kids, they don't know, but you tell them about like, who is that? Don't tell me about that. I don't want to hear about that. they're leaving the good food and running, eating all these Subway and KFC. That's my opinion, gentlemen. It's bad for your health.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you very much. And you know, Long, as you said, you remind me of how they used to eat long ago. I was talking about eating by hands. And the food long ago, I mean, you didn't have the KFC, you didn't have all them Royal Castles, so you had to really make sure that your food tastes good. And they didn't have all that powder stuff, so you had to make sure you use fresh ingredients. Like, for me personally, when I cook in, I have to use fresh garlic. I have to take my time and cut garlic. Every single time I have to do a pot, I just pre-do it, but I have to use fresh garlic and ginger.
Well, I know the freshness is what gives out the flavor. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I absolutely love your program.
Thank you.
Yes, man. You know, all these different menus and, you know, I am vegetarian for about 40 years now.
Awesome.
You know, and just share a little thing, huh? You know, so like sometimes I pick up this from my father. He used to, the local dahi, he used to chonkage, you know, like when you're making dal.
Yeah.
Like put the onion and put the garlic, that's in it, right?
Yeah.
And anything that he is eating, he would be eating like a curry aloo and roti or like pumpkin and roti, is that? Uh-huh. Dahi onto his food. And boy, after a while, right, I acquired a taste for it. And listen, it's something else.
Just on the dahi.
It, but you know what? Boy. I'm salivating right now. Anyway, have a nice evening.
You're a caller?
All right, thanks.
I wanted to find out from the dahi exactly if it's a chunky talking about. But you're going already. Yeah, so.
All right, well, I mean, it's been a good run this afternoon with the spinach. One final question for you, though. How much does spinach really benefit us?
Oh, spinach benefit you. Remember, we were talking about it supports a healthy immune system, right? It helps you keeps you away from viruses and bacteria. It defends, this is a basic, it puts up a defense for your body. So that's what the cartoon was really talking. When you eat spinach, it's really it's your internals, you know, that is really getting that super boost. So you ain't really getting literally, you ain't getting muscles literally, it's showing you're getting muscle, but your inside is like it's fortifying. right? You catch what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
45. All those vitamins and minerals gain superpower. So that is when Popeye that you feeling strong. You know, you can run down. You beating up Bruto and then running wrong, all around the house. And you know, it helps decrease stress. I mean, in today's world, eat some spinach and besides in fresh garlic and you sort it on that. I mean, you're stressed out. You know, you're feeling healthy. You're feeling good. You know, it prevents heart disease and all these every health benefits. It has certain superfoods. I don't know why they didn't put spinach as a superfood.
Well, maybe we'll discuss that in the next show when we discuss some of the superfoods that are out there. Folks, I want to remember that. Don't forget, you can taste this and more mouth-watering meals prepared personally by Chef Sean Spencer at his restaurant at Patience and Rush, located at number 19 Sackville Street, Bintang, Port of Spain, Trinidad. So go and check out Patience and Rush. Find out some of the mouth-watering tasty dishes. He's normally posting now, letting us know what he has in store. And what was it today? Let me just take a look. What we had today?
Well, today was totally Chinese. You got Chinese style fried chicken. You had noodles with bok choy. You also had fried rice.
Nice.
And yeah, you had some great stuff today. Yeah.
So on this note, we got to wrap things up and say good afternoon to all. Thank you so much for joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. All right. So we have a menu quickly to run through.
Yeah. So today's menu, since we've been talking about spinach, so we're going to give you a recipe on spinach. Get one bundle of spinach, quarter cup of grated cheddar cheese, half tablespoon of minced garlic, one red pimento set aside, cut just for garnish. You have chopped pimentos, one chopped pimentos, cream cheese, quarter cup of cream cheese, quarter cup of olive oil, one teaspoon of sugar, one pinch of white pepper, two tablespoons of chopped chives. The method is we're going to wash this lettuce. Make sure you wash and chop finely and place in a stainless steel bowl. Pour over boiling water over it. Let the spinach soak in boiling water for 2 minutes. Then you drain in a blender. At one speed, you add your spinach, olive oil, and all the other ingredients. You make sure you bring it to a cream, and you pour in a dish, and you put your garnish, pimentos, chopped chives at the side, and you could also add some crackers, any type of crackers. Sometimes when I eat mine, it's with some sweet crackers, and it actually tastes really, really, really good. All right, enjoy, guys. Thank you very much, and you could also get this recipe at Freedom Radio 106.5 on Facebook.
With that being said, love at first sight is often cured by a second look. But once you fall in love with Davey Murray and Chef Sean Spencer, you will never have to look again. Until the next one, when you miss us, we gone.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.